Hey, it's Johnny B. Truant here for the Badass Project, and you'll see that I still haven't figured out the thing with my video not showing up, so go figure. I am here today with Rachel Cornell, who is known as the pro-nagger, which I'm going to ask about that in just a minute. But her about page on her site sort of tells the whole story as somebody who used to blame your disability, which is a visual impairment, for a lot, and then you sort of had a revelation and have changed it. So I'd like to hear that story, if I could.
Okay. I think that, just like probably almost everybody, most of my disability is in my thinking and not in my sight. I blamed visual impairment for a chunk of my life for not trying to do much. Being, an underachiever, being afraid, actually. And then I realized that it really had very little to do with my sight and a lot to do with my how I was thinking about my disability.
And what were you doing at the time? I mean, you got into some trouble with that.
You know, to camouflage feelings, I got into substance abuse. And then I finally everybody has different times in their life that they made decisions. One of the good decisions that I made was to get into recovery and then start facing my issues head on, including my vision. And then after I had gotten clean and sober and started to move my life in the right direction, my mother got an aggressive cancer and soon after that passed away. I was kind of on a deathbed kind of conversation with her. I promised to return to college because I had dropped out, failing grades, and return to college and finish up an undergraduate degree, which I did and graduated magna cum laude and then went on to push it and do a graduate degree as well.
So what was the turning point? What was it that made the difference? Because you mentioned your mother's illness, but it sounds like that was after the fact.
Yeah, I can't exactly point to one specific thing that turned it around. I just started to know. I think part of it was getting to a certain age and seeing the trajectory of my life, and slowly starting to get the guts or being fat and sassy enough to challenge some of the beliefs I had about myself and to see what I could and couldn't do. That answers the question.
So how have you adapted? How has this become not an issue for you?
Again, I think it's a lot to do with attitude. I don't believe that people necessarily overcome disabilities or overcome challenges. I think you learn to negotiate them. That's what I did, is I started to learn to negotiate my disability. I finally, after years and years and years, went to an eye doctor, which I had sworn off forever. And that's actually when I was told I was legally blind, and got some low vision glasses. And so that helped me negotiate the world of like printed text and academics. And another thing that has helped me negotiate, obviously, is technology. Technology has opened my world. But a lot of it has to do with the glasses I got, as far as getting access to information that was important to me. But I continue to work on negotiating a situation instead of letting a situation allowing a situation to become debilitating, or let me be debilitated by it.
Can I see the glasses? Because there are glasses and then there are glasses, and you had them on earlier, and I just wanted to show them.
Well, these are by far the sexiest. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. These are my computer glasses.
Uh-huh.
I see double vision because my two eyes don't work together. I actually have acuity within my field, but my field's narrow. So to deal with the double vision, almost all my different glasses have one lens patch. Now, these, I don't know if you can see, are very hot and very sexy. But they do help me work on my computer. Also, my computer talks. And then the most important, probably the life-changing pair of glasses that I got were my low-vision reading glasses. Now I have to keep things pretty close. Mm-hmm. But I really didn't, when I graduated from high school, I had about a third grade reading level. And now I have the regular adult reading level, although it's slow and my comprehension is quite slow as well.
It's interesting what you say about finding ways to negotiate. It reminds me of somebody I talked to earlier, Sean Stevenson, who said that he doesn't believe in necessarily that there are things you can't do. There's always a way to do it if you find sort of a different or an adapted way to do it.
Yeah, I agree with Sean 100%. It might not be the way, you know, especially if you have a new disability, it might not be the way that you once did it, or even the exact same thing, but there is a way to make it happen. And it's just about creativity, finding ways to adapt and finding ways to make it happen. You just find a way over the wall.
So can you take me through what is ProNagger? Because you've sort of taken the attitude adjustment that you made and you've applied it to a business model.
Right. I should finish up the rest of my academic story.
Sure.
That arc. I went on to graduate school and I got a master's in fine arts. I was the first legally blind visual artist to get a master's degree from University of Michigan. But within that program, I developed and taught a class about the creative process, how to use the creative process to create whatever you want. And it was an interdisciplinary class, so there were students that were not art students in that. ProNagger is kind of a continuation of that, and I think a continuation of my own journey about learning to create, learning to adapt. Learning to adjust for the things I want. And I can now use the skills that I've applied to my own life and help my clients apply it to their life.
So what do you do in particular? Like what's the details of that arrangement?
Right. What I do is I help people complete projects or go through the cycle of a project or and it's not necessarily, you know, what we would classically consider a creative project. Mm-hmm. I work with a lot of clients finishing dissertations, getting tenure, and then there are a lot of artists that I work with, authors. I help people go from concept to completion. I help them do that creative arc from idea to product. Product I use loosely, but idea to the completed item or the completed project that they want. And it doesn't matter what that project is. And that's that creative process in motion. And I can hear, you know, I'm very keen at hearing people's excuses because I've made just about every one of them. Mm-hmm. So when an excuse comes up, it's an opportunity to hear what it is and to see what we can do to use that information and find a way to clear the path so that they can continue moving forward to reach their goal. I call it get the cookie.
Do you think this is a lemons into lemonade sort of a situation? Like if you hadn't had to shift the way that you looked at excuses, do you think you would be in this line of business?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to dissect that, right? Because it is the experience I've had, but probably help build these skills. Like, you know, you teach what you need to learn. Mm-hmm. I learned it, and I feel like I'm very good at teaching and nagging people and mm-hmm. encouraging them. I don't like to see people suffer. It makes me so sad to see some brilliant person bumping against their woes and their disabilities, and we all have them. We all have them. I'm not unique in that. We all have some kind of thing that can hang us up if we let it. And it makes me so sad to see great people get stopped in their tracks. So I do think my experience played a big part of that, of my skill. But it is, like I said, it's hard to dissect if that's the fact or not.
Well, you make a good point, and this is something that I've said, is that I think a lot of people miss the fact that everybody has disabilities. It's just that some are legally classified as a disability, and others are. Like I say, I'm totally disabled when it comes to like auto repair. You know what I mean? Like if my car breaks down and I'm in the middle of the desert, I'm totally screwed. But other people are abled in that, and I think everybody misses that. They think that this is some special classification where the rules don't apply.
Right. Well, and we all have different ways. Maybe not car, you know, car repair, because I bet you if push comes to shove, you know, you could learn maybe how to change a tire. At least you probably know the creative skills it takes to get somebody else to change your tire for you.
Yeah.
Right? But we all have something, you know. We all have aging is one thing. You know, aging can be considered a disability. We all have something that is going to be our great wall for a while.
Right. Absolutely. Well, Rachel, it's been great talking to you for the Badass Project. I really appreciate you being on, taking the time. It's been fantastic.
Thanks, Johnny. It's been my pleasure.
Thanks very much. So this is Johnny B. Truant signing off for the Badass Project.